In this segment, we're going to focus on Obamacare, some healthcare realities. While the politics of Obamacare can, has, and no doubt will continue to be debated, it can't be denied that millions of Americans have enrolled in a healthcare plan made available through the website healthcare.gov. The 2016, I think it's the first time I've said those numbers too, 2016 open enrollment period is now underway, and some changes have been made in the program overall as well as in individual states. Here to share some of the details about the healthcare.gov application process is the Director of Marketplace CEO, Kevin Conahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Chris.
And, of course, as I mentioned, healthcare.gov. But here's a more, probably a better site if this is your first time navigating through localhelp.healthcare.gov. So we have those links over to our website, but just keep those in mind, as well as the fact that open enrollment period is now underway, and you have until December 15th to do the deed. I guess, Kevin, people are going into, well, really anything to do with healthcare, and they think of costs and affordability. And if you look at the, as they say, the devil in the details with healthcare.gov available programs, subsidies have increased, so this might be challenging for the listener to believe. In many cases, the cost of healthcare might be going down versus this time last year.
Well, you know, it's a good point. You know, the issue is, as you know, is that people find buying health insurance to be complicated and confusing, and it is. And what we're trying to do is to make it easier and simpler, and we've created a number of tools to help people do that. One is that the website has been made simpler and easier. We have screens that help individuals understand the five most important considerations when they want to think, when they pick a plan. We've got prompts within the plan to make sure that they include such key information as their Social Security number, and making sure it's the right Social Security number, because that's such an important gating feature. Understanding if there could be dual eligibility within the same family for programs such as Medicaid, subsidized health insurance, or unsubsidized commercial health insurance, all these things. We have a new out-of-pocket cost estimator, which helps people understand the total cost of care, not just the premium, but the value of the deductible and co-insurance. And all these types of tools, Chris, are intended to help people make better decisions.
And certainly on a case-by-case basis for you listening, your individual situation is going to determine what your costs are going to be. But just as a general view for New Jersey, 53% of New Jersey enrollees could find plans for $75 in premiums per month or less after tax credits. 60% could find plans for $100 per month or less after tax credits. And just as a quick math example for the 2016 period, a 27-year-old in New Jersey, $25,000 a year income, on average will get a tax credit or a subsidy of $129 a month. That compares to a subsidy of $116, which that same person would have qualified for last year. If you want to put this into a family of four, income of around, let's say, $60,000 on the average, tax credit of $580 a month versus last year's $531 a month. So, like I said at the beginning, it seems like we hear the stories about the cost of health care going up, but the subsidies, Kevin, seem to be keeping pace with the cost increases, and maybe even overriding the cost increases and making the greater savings in those two cases, for example.
Well, that's right, and you provided some very good examples of how that can work. But the point is to make sure that people have some shield against the premium increases. What you've identified is in the individual you gave of that 27-year-old are about $1,600 a year of tax benefit, reducing the cost of that insurance. So this is a huge opportunity for people, irrespective of age, to get on the website, healthcare.gov, call the call center, which is at 800-318-2596, or, as you mentioned, get on localhelp.healthcare.gov and find out assistance available in their area.
So with Kevin Conahan, who is the Director of Marketplace CEO for healthcare.gov, and again, for information purposes, localhelp.healthcare.gov. We'll guide you to local places, and you'll be surprised, too. It could be everything from a local library to a senior services division of your county. There's a great deal of individuals that are doing special events and regular assistance to help you through the navigation and the application process. Again, that's at localhelp.healthcare.gov. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, people hear things before they do it, and they make the judgment with that void in the middle, Kevin. As far as the application process now, after going a year, and certainly the rollout was a torturous one, I'm sure, on your end, more so maybe even than for people who are trying to do the application initially, but how streamlined is the process? Generally, how long does it take?
It's very streamlined, Chris, and obviously the amount of time taken is an individual issue. Some people are going to spend a little bit more time looking at their choices. Others may spend less. Clearly, within 30 minutes or so, people can see what's available, shop and compare, make some decisions, and enroll. Again, people that may have more complicated family situations where one family member may be eligible for Medicaid and others for unsubsidized or subsidized commercial insurance, they may have other considerations. But the point that you're making is a right one. Number one is that the application and shopping and enrollment process has been made easier and simpler. Number two is that our system is stable. The issue about the some of the rollout bumps that you talked about of 2 years ago, they're behind us. You know, it's your point's valid, but it's ancient history. And three is we've got good selections of competitively priced products, with, again, as you mentioned, 80% or more of folks eligible for subsidies, so people can find affordable choice.
Find a stat here in the report, too, for, and this is overall, again, it's going to vary on based on state and individual situation, but single people on the lower income side of things, Kevin, for example, around a $12,000 a year income for a single individual, there's actually a ceiling as far as what the premiums could be. In that case, it's maximum monthly premium for a second lowest silver plan is only $20 a month.
That's right. But I think the broader point, Chris, and you're bringing up excellent examples of affordability. The point for us is that people need health insurance. This is something they need to protect their health. And we all know how expensive health care is. God forbid anybody goes into the hospital or into the ER. It's pretty extraordinary how expensive prices are. People need this coverage. Families need this type of protection. They get protection like this for their cars. They need it for their health. And what we're trying to do is to make this easier, simpler, more affordable, give people choice. We've got assistance at healthcare.gov. One need only put in age, zip code, family size, and income to shop and compare.
Wrapping up time with Kevin Conahan, who is the Director of Marketplace CEO with healthcare.gov here on Issues and Ideas. A lot of people, too, I think, over to Kevin, you mentioned how certainly and obviously everyone, you know, maybe we fail to want to admit that we're getting older and we're not Superman or Superwoman anymore, and we're in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and it's time, if you haven't, to really consider getting some level of health care and how that helps people, but also having health care as the individual action. That helps the hospitals and medical centers because, obviously, hospitals can't refuse to give care to people. And the cost of charity care is, quite frankly, especially here in New Jersey, running some hospitals financially into the ground.
Well, it's interesting. You know, on average, if you look at a national average, the free care that you're talking about is typically passed on in insurance premiums. And on average, nationally, $1,200 of every insurance premium goes toward providing free care. So it benefits everybody to get people insured. It benefits existing policyholders because they're not going to see that type of transfer to their own premiums. Number two is it helps individuals avoid potentially high-cost illnesses and claims, which, again, are bad for the whole system. And three is it gives people the peace of mind of knowing that they've got this kind of protection. So, again, go to healthcare.gov, call 800-318-2596, find local help. There are brokers, there are assisters and navigators, hospitals, community health centers, all the types of facilities that you described, Chris, they're all available to help.
So if that is your choice and decision, the open enrollment period for Obamacare is up and running, and you have until December 15th. Here's the Director and Marketplace CEO for healthcare.gov, Kevin Conahan. Kevin, thanks for clearing away some of the clouds and confusion people have about healthcare via healthcare.gov and what's available, how to work it. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks.